have to rot with Zombie Zach. Cookies!
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff!
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine abyss, and reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
In a time of dreaming, I hear nothing but the screaming. I release myself to experience a sensation of fear, kicking the can at the monsters both far and near. There's a method to madness, something I hold very dear. The end never occurs unless the whole machine is in gear. Tiptoeing past the crevice of ancient times, its open maw carelessly agape, to feast upon the tears of the air, the woes of many, and the wonders of so few collect down there. The darkness does not wait, it does not operate in haste, its tendrils touch the walls of fate, and elicit absolutely no waste. The dance of the dead continues to sing its way through my head, nocturnal warriors vying for supremacy against the pillars of mediocrity, marching through the halls of the unfed. I should sleep, yet the clouds of visions that dance between what I see and what I think I see keep me shrouded in sheets of despair. They know what clots my eyes and seeds my throat and kisses my ears. A cacophony of symphonic desperation claws at my mind, seeking to return what has been found and done in kind. I ramble, I stumble, I fall, I pick myself back up and begin again. It was a time to dream that quickly turned to a scream as I plunged my blood-flecked hands once again into the body of evidence before me. It gurgled, it spewed, it hurled vast gobbets of ichor and meat, saturating the carpet, saltpetering the wells, exploding with feet. Hi, EW.
Feet.
Tasty, tasty feets, you know. Feats of extreme interest and intricacy, and Thor still has breasts.
Yes.
But we're not going to go there.
Thor has breasticles.
Yeah, well, that's too bad for him. So, we're going to get right into something that I want to talk about because this is kind of pissing me off.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Fantastic Four movie. So, have you heard the newest news? Like, and actually, just before we were gone, you didn't even hear that they'd actually done a Fantastic Four movie started.
I was just going to say.
Okay. So, here's the thing. They are completely rejigging everybody in this movie. And the thing that's really pissed me off the most, the thing that's actually triggered me to say, this is just stupid. This is how insane and how silly this movie could possibly be. It might end up being fantastic. I don't know. But from the description I've been reading here, it's like, I can't see it. Okay, are you ready for this?
Go for it.
So you know the Fantastic Four, right? You know who they are, those four people, blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know who their big bad enemy is, the one that they normally are always fighting all the time?
Yeah.
Who's he? What's his name?
Oh, God, I knew you'd ask me that.
I'll give you a hint, Victor.
Yeah, I know his name was Victor, but I was trying to remember what his
arch
villain name was.
Okay, Victor Von Doom.
Yeah, but didn't they call him Dr. Doom?
Victor Von Doom. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know who he is. You know what he is. He's a magician. He's a scientist. He's all of those smarty, smart, smart things and more beyond.
Right.
Guess what he's going to be in the new movie?
Let me guess. A good guy?
An internet troll.
What?
He's going to be a very angry blogger. Who, his name is, where did you put it? Victor Domashev.
So what, he's not going to be the villain anymore?
Well, he's the villain. He's a programmer. He's a very angry programmer. And when he goes on to blog about stuff, he calls himself Doom.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just don't buy it.
Okay, so would you like to know more? Press the button. Press the button.
Let's find out.
Press the button. I have to say ha-ha in the chat room. Ha-ha. Boogie monster. But And this is where it's also really getting kind of disappointing to me. The guy who's directing this movie also did the movie Chronicle. I loved Chronicle. Chronicle was a great movie. It was a messed up kind of thing. And it was a B movie. And it was done really, really well. The story was like, wow, I'd never thought of that before. And that was that kind of movie that's like, watch these three kids go through their life. It's like, this is really interesting how what they're going through. If he can bring that to the Fantastic Four movie, cool. I'll be happy. That'll make me happy. But,
well, it's not going to be that. I mean, the thing is it's not the director who puts together the story or, you know, picks a cast, which does make a difference as well. But, I mean, if he put together one heck of a movie on, you know, on for Chronicle, then obviously he's going to bring his direction into trying to make it as good as he possibly could, you know.
Absolutely. But he's already pissed off every single Fantastic Four fan now.
It's not him, though. You got to remember.
No, it is him. He made the decision to go this way.
Is he the writer, too?
He's the director and probably partly writing it.
Oh, see, now there's your problem. You don't.
No. Director, writing. I mean, look at Peter Jackson with The Hobbit. Okay? You know, he's not only the director, he's also got a strong hand in the writing direction of the movie and everything else. And that's cool. And I would be fine if Toby Kebbell or Keeble, I don't know how the hell he pronounces his name, but whatever it is. I liked Chronicle. That was an awesome movie. And if that is the basis upon how he's going to take the direction of Fantastic Four, that would be cool because they're saying it's going to be gritty. But I can't see how they could screw up and completely rejig the entire Fantastic Four dynamic and make it completely different, which tells me that the guy who's doing this is not a Fantastic Four fan.
Oh, definitely not. He probably knows nothing about it.
Well, he has to know something about it. Chronicle is essentially the key cornerstone of every single superhero comic book they ever made.
Yeah, still, I don't think he knows anything about it, or he would never change the direction. He'd have to keep certain people in their places. I mean, first of all, if you're going to make him an internet troll, as Wardog says...
As I said earlier.
Yeah. How's he going to be in the area where the, you know, they get exposed? You know, I mean, what, he gets a mysterious flight into space because he is so awesome at blogging. Yeah, I don't buy
that.
Well,
first off, Dr. Doom did not get his powers or his abilities as a flight into space. Dr. Doom was the leader of a nation, and as a result, he was a very smart man, very scientific, and also took up magic. But he never had any special abilities other than magic and science. Okay, he did not have any superpowers. The whole thing about in the first movie that they did on TV where, oh, look, he's got thing. That was just from the first movie. That wasn't anything in the comic book.
No, wasn't there one of the comics that led to, there was an accident that actually made him have certain...
No, there was an accident that disfigured his face.
Yeah.
That's it.
I thought there was more to it. Maybe no. I missed it. It's been a while since I've read that.
He's a very powerful mind with the ability to figure things out. He's very strong science, very strong magic. That was always Dr. Doom. Right. Dr. Doom did not have any special abilities whatsoever. He was great with technology. He could build himself Doombots all over the place. He had cybernetic things all over him. He just was very smart.
Well, you know, and the other thing that you're proving here now, and this really makes a huge difference, is this is definitely not a Marvel Disney.
And that's part of what I wanted to talk about. Because it's not part of the Marvel universe, they have free reign to mess with it, as it were. And they also do not have the ability to integrate it with the other worlds, characters, things going on, which really is kind of annoying. But the only person to blame on that is Marvel. They sold off the rights at a time when they needed money, cash strapped, and they said, okay, go ahead. You guys can buy the rights to this franchise that is probably one of our longest running, oldest, most popular. and you guys screwed it six ways from seven.
Right.
And they've continued to skewer it six ways from seven. And I'm sure that Toby Guy, who's going to director on this, is going to be capable of doing a great movie. Going to be doing capable of doing a great bunch of movies. From everything I'm being told here and that I read and understand about this Fantastic Four movie, it is going to suck the poopy pants. The poopy pants. Poopy pants.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm looking at... I'm reading at the same time. But I'm looking at the, you know, the way things are going with these independent groups, you know, like Sony running Spider-Man or who's doing X-Men. Is that...
Universal?
Oh, it's Universal. I was going to say Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Yeah, Warner Brothers.
So, I mean, you got these guys out here doing this and thinking they're doing such a great job, but they're totally straying away from it. And I think where they're hurting their bottom line is by, you know, how far they're straying, and all the fans, so, you know, the comic book fans are like, you done screwed it up.
Yes, but you don't understand. This is the line that he said. Okay, where is it in this interview? Fantastic Four reboot movie. Toby Kebbell, however he wants to pronounce his name, talks about Doctor Doom's origins. Michael B. Jordan criticized about role, says they're still going to see it anyway. This is the problem with Hollywood. And this is the problem with people who watch these movies. They're right.
Do you know why people...
All of the haters will still go see that movie.
Do you know why people liked the first two movies, these last two movies of Fantastic Four?
I would not say that everybody likes those two movies.
Yeah, I know, but why it got a bigger turnout than what they expected.
Well, Jessica Alba, for one.
Yep, that's number one. Number two was, you know, the second film, everybody wanted to see the Silver Surfer. They really thought something exciting.
No, wanted to see Galactus.
Well, yeah.
Was a pile of poop. Galactus was a floating cloud. What?
I don't know.
The second Fantastic Four movie that they put out, Silver Surfer, was awesome. The way they presented him, the way they animated him, the way he talked. It's like, dude, that's what I would expect with Silver Surfer. The problem was, his character... It really wasn't integrated well with the whole Galactus mythos. Galactus was the feeder of worlds. He sends out the surfer to go find a place for him to consume, and then he consumes it. When he gets to Earth, he gets, oh, geez, this is not cool, man. My boss is a dick. He's going to eat people. He's going to eat the whole damn thing. Oh, I got to stop him. And then he does a little spooshy in space, and he pisses Galactus off and goes away. Kind of a bit of a really simple oversimplification as to what happened in the comic book series, the way that the story went. There was a lot more involved in it. It's just, that was a big bag of,
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I think that's probably what destroyed them in the end there, because of how bad it went. I'm sure it would have, if it was put together properly, they probably would have still been going with that.
Yes, but see, this is the thing. They approached that movie with, we will not have any giant robots in this movie. Who said anything about giant robots? Galactus is not a giant robot. He's just a really big guy.
Well, for the longest time, I think I remember there was this big controversy about thinking that, what is it? I can't think of them all now. The one from X-Men, the one from...
The Illuminati?
Yeah, I can't remember them all. There was a time where there was like three different robotic type creatures that everybody was like, or, you know, enemies that everybody thought was the same one, but they were totally different. And it was more because the artwork was similar.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't. Right now my brain's not...
Well, the X-Men and big robot thing they would have would be the Sentinels.
Yeah, the Sentinels were pretty awesome. I
like the original Sentinels. I did not like the movie Sentinels in Days of Future Past.
No, and, you know, I agree with you on that, because there was, you know, some bad stuff there. The first one, though, or no, was it okay, the crappiest X-Men of them all. That we
X-Men 3?
Yeah, I was trying not to mention a name.
Tweet.
But you remember in the little training
stuff? Oh, yeah, in the beginning of that. That was freaking awesome. That whole little 5-minute thing. This is awesome. Oh, this is just a bag of suck.
Yeah. Now, if the Sentinels came out like that...
Totally. I mean, the whole fastball special with Cyclops and Wolverine is like, dudes, this is... That's what I would like to see, because that's what we would all want to see. But, No, I liked what they did with the X-Men Days of Future Past as an overall thing. The movie came together quite well. I did not like little bits and pieces of it throughout the whole movie. It's like, okay, I don't like that. It's a nitpick thing. It's like, la, 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 la. But this Fantastic Four thing, two more points to throw at it. One, I was reading somebody else's comment about it. It's like, well, maybe they're just hoping that the movie's going to be so bad and suck so much that they're going to make money on the insurance for loss.
Oh, that's actually not...
I know. I've heard that. There was a specific movie where they did that.
Yeah. There's quite a few movies that have actually done that.
Well, one's famous for it, and then the rest of them are just like, oh, they just sort of did it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that is a really sucky way to put a movie together. If that's the case and that's the way that they're approaching this, and it's like, screw you guys, give it back to Marvel. Let them actually integrate it back into their Marvel universe and actually do a good series of movies. I think what Sony, Universal, and Fox are really missing the picture on are, look at what Marvel has done with their movie universe.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, how much money have they made on those movies? Okay? They've made more money on those movies than any other net profit on any other, sorry, on all other Marvel-based movies. Okay, so we're talking all the Hulk movies before. We're talking all of the Fantastic Four movies, the Punisher movies, the Captain America movies. These are all the non-Marvel Universe movies. Every single one of those movies has not made the sum, the culmination of all of those movies together, has not made the same amount as the three banner-length movies that Marvel have put out in the last 3 years. Avengers, Captain America, and Captain America 2.
Mm-hmm.
Those three movies have made so much money for Marvel and Disney. Why? Because they were done well. They were done smartly. They had a team of people who actually sat together and said, hey, how do we make this movie a really good story? How do we project that story? How do we get people involved? How do we get people to like this stuff and actually enjoy it and want to watch it again and again and again and again? Oh, and by the way, Guardians of the Galaxy, that one too. So these movies are, I think, really starting to show where Sony and Fox and Universal have failed. They are not engaging the consumer in the movie product that they're putting out. They are really putting out second-class product, and they need to suffer for it. Because what's the point of putting out a product if you can't try and put it out and make the best that you can? As a writer, as you know as well, you want to put the best story out. You want to put the best book out. You want to put together something that you're proud of and can say, look, see, I made that. And I really liked it, and I hope you really like it. But that's not what I get from this movie from the Fantastic Four. From this movie from the Fantastic Four, I'm getting the impression it's like, well, we don't care what you think about it. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. And that just makes me say, well, screw you. I'm not going to watch it. You know? I mean, I really want to boycott this movie because of that. I can't see changing a pivotal character relationship and make it so boring. Ooh, he's an internet troll. He's a blogger. Ooh, he's a programmer. How exciting is this to me? Not very.
About as exciting as Thor with breasticles?
Thor with breasticles would actually be interesting if I could see the breasticles. But we're not going to, because it's Marvel, so they won't show you that sort of thing. However, yeah, this is the part of the parcel that gets me going about how Hollywood works. Hollywood is terrible for making good movies. The only way we get to see really good movies is great person theory or secondary markets. Great person is like Peter Jackson with The Hobbit. He personally cares so much about the storyline being done right, he makes it happen. Same with Guillermo del Toro and the movies he does. He personally invests his heart and soul in the movie and says, I want to make a good movie. Oh, you don't want to back me? Fine, I'll find somebody else who will. Right?
Yeah.
So this is how that thing works. It's like, you make a good freaking movie, you make a good movie. Everybody else will watch it. The Avengers outsold records. Guardians of the Galaxy outsold records. Why? Because they cared enough about the movie that they were putting together and actually tried to put together something fun, enjoyable, worth watching, worth caring about. I could pick apart Guardians of the Galaxy left, right, and center comic book-wise. I don't care about that. I still enjoyed the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've talked about it before. There are so many different components within Guardians of the Galaxy that I could say, that bugged me, that bugs me, that bugs me. But I enjoyed the movie. It was freaking an awesome movie because it was done well with foresight. This whole thing with Doom being a, ooh, I'm an internet troll, man. I'm bad.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like a limp-wristed, fell kind of thing to throw together that doesn't even, eh.
No, I think you're right. I mean, it's just, it's so sad that they're doing this and people are getting away with it. And
well, like I said, I'd be fine if it works. I can't see it working.
Well, it's just like what they want to do with Spider-Man, trying to so-called reboot it with doing a prequel type movie with Aunt May being the star.
That's boring. Well, who cares about Aunt May?
You being the comic book connoisseur, you know that they attempted that in the comic books as well.
But who cared?
It only lasted one or two episodes, and they aired two comic books,
dude,
and they cut it.
Aunt May is a little old lady. She had a normal life.
Yep.
What kind of comic book interaction whatsoever? Oh, she was really a secret agent. What? No.
No,
she
no.
She was a little old lady.
It's worse. They want to make it out that she's Peter Parker's mother.
Yeah, and that's fine. You could make that spin based on how they've done the other two movies. It's like, whatever. Still, boring. Ultra boring. Not even a little bit boring, but completely boring. Who cares about Aunt May?
Yep,
Aunt May is a background character.
Well, on a different note, spoiler alert's coming. I saw the most recent Flash.
How the hell does that have anything to do with this?
And your favorite character might be coming out next.
You have no idea who my favorite character in the DC Universe is.
Well, I'm saying within this series we've been talking about.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about Gorilla Grodd?
Yes.
Okay, well, I would be surprised if he didn't show up at some point, because they made enough of a big enough splash on it in the first episode.
Well, not only that, but in the ending here, the professor walks up to the cage and starts talking to him, and he moves within there, but you don't, you know, they don't reveal
what it
looks like yet.
They will probably never introduce my favorite DC characters into any of the TV shows right now. They have perfect opportunities to introduce them. I mean, Constantine would be perfect for a couple of them, but I doubt they'll ever put him in.
Speaking of which, did you see the last Constantine?
No, not yet. I've only seen episode 1 and 2 so far.
Yeah.
I liked them. It's got good potential. I mean, it's the kind of show that's going to have a lot of hit-and-miss episodes, I think. I think it's going to have episodes where it's like, yeah, great, look at this, this is so much fun. It's like, yeah, this is kind of boring.
Well, this one's focusing around that girl again.
Well, that's fine. I like the girl. She was cute. I think she's going to be a variation on Zatanna. Because they keep calling her Zed.
Probably.
Which I think is funny as hell, because Zed is the Canadian and British version pronunciation of the letter Zed, whereas Z is the American pronunciation, and that's how the comic books go. Her name is Z, or short form for Z.
Right.
Which I think is funny.
That wouldn't surprise me either. I mean, this one's centered around a demonic record. So.
Ooh. See, when they if and when they ever introduce the Spectre, Swamp Thing, a few other characters like that, that's like, ooh, my interest now perkied. But I highly doubt that they're going to introduce those characters. However, they did show you Dr. Fate's hat, so, I mean, who knows? The Phantom Stranger would be a good one to walk through. It's like, hey, look, I'm the Phantom Stranger, ooh, and then disappears off to left field. Because that's his kind of shtick. That's what he does.
I don't know. I mean, I think Constantine's got the opportunity to open a lot of doors now.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think DC has, in this particular case, trumped Marvel in getting to their supernatural stuff before Marvel does. Because Marvel's supernatural gateway opening will be Doctor Strange when that movie comes out in 2 or 3 years.
Right. And hopefully that really does do some great works, because, I mean, I think Cumberbatch is going to do...
I think he's going to do an awesome job.
Yeah. He's sarcastic enough. He would fit that role.
Yep. So, I mean, I think Marvel has their shit together better than DC does on the movies right now. Yeah. Marvel has a game plan that says, look, this is cool, look, this is cool, look, this is cool. And we, the consumer of this products, can say, holy crap, yeah, you're right, that is cool, that is cool, that is cool. Right? So it's like, ooh. And then you look at DC stuff, it's like, what? Really? I don't know, not so much.
I think we're only on episode 3 of that series.
But so Constantine, yeah. Episode 3 right now, Flash is like 4 or 5, and Gotham's like 6 or 7 right now. Gotham, I really like Gotham. I haven't seen the last episode right now, so don't tell me nothing.
I did.
Don't tell me nothing or I'll smack you. So, moving beyond that, I think DC has a better grasp on the TV series. I think that the DC series are much better than Marvel's only series right now, which is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could easily blossom into a much better thing than the DC stuff right now. And on top of that, Marvel's Netflix exclusive shows coming out could start ramping that game up as well. It all really depends on whether or not they're any good. Can't say until I see them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in the same way. It's going to be when we see them. I don't know about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. They're really kind of slowed down these last two episodes.
Yeah. I think they're going and doing what The Walking Dead did. It's like, yeah, hype, yeah, hype, yeah, hype. Okay, let's go into some story, back building, break building, back building, back building, episodes, back building. Let's go back into story, hype, hype, hype. And then towards, it's like a sine curve. What they do is they like start high, then drops down, meters a bit for a bit, and then starts high up again.
Is this where you're going to start talking The Walking Dead?
Let's talk The Walking Dead for a minute or two.
Are you going to tell me Bob or something like that?
Have you watched any of The Walking Dead this season?
I don't know. What was it that you were telling me last time?
Bob was tasty.
Tainted meat!
Tainted meat, yes. Did you get to see that?
I've seen every episode.
Okay, good. I really like what The Walking Dead are doing. I think their overall strategy for the series is actually pretty cool. You have a lot of characters, and it's a story system that's based on the characters. It's based on, what are these people doing? This thing happened, and now, how do you survive? How do you react? How do you go through your lives knowing that none of it makes any difference? So, the beginning of Season 5 starts out strong with, holy crap, look at Terminus, all this violence, da-da-da-da-da, doosh, 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 doosh. And then it segues over to the Beth episode, which I've heard a lot of people say, it's like, what the hell was this?
Yeah, that was kind of a what-the-hell thing, but
I think it works perfectly.
Well, obviously, there's more to it, because
well, she's still there.
She's still there, but what is her name? What's her name? I forgot her name already.
Dawn?
No, the older lady that
Carol?
Yeah, Carol is brought in at the end of that episode, and at the end of the episode when they're at the church, he walks out from the trees and says, come on out. So, and I, you were thinking Carol walks out, but
nope, somebody else.
Somebody else, yeah. So we're about to find out somebody else.
I think it was Noah.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
However, Noah's a prick bastard.
Yeah.
Takes off instead. Okay.
And then, of course, the nice little twist this Sunday.
Which one?
With them on their way to DC?
Yes. By the way, okay, for all of you people listening and paying attention here, spoiler freaking alert for you, because I have to talk about this, because it's... I had a couple people tell me that they didn't like this episode that just went by this week on Sunday. It's like, oh man, it's kind of a boring episode. It's like nothing really happened. It's like, dude, do you not understand what they just did here? They just blew his mind. They probably pretty much killed Eugene, because it's like, I can't see Eugene surviving those three hits. It's like, doof, doof, doof. It's like, okay, cool. And I love the whole thing because Abraham, his whole thing is, great, got a mission. Good, let's go. We're doing a mission, too. What? You lied?
Yeah.
There's what? There's, well, screw you. Tutush. And then now he's over back here. It's like, now relieving that final moment. It's like, he had no other purpose. His wife? Was it his wife? Or was it just some chick he found and kind of co-opted? Because they ran away from him. Obviously, there was something scary about the guy. Big guy. Scary guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked what they did there. Because I can't see Abraham and Eugene surviving past this episode.
Well,
because they have to do, what's that thing that we can do to really, wow, scary, freaky, can't do that on TV moment? How about you have a guy blow his brains out who's been a very strong character? He almost did it in the flashback scenes. It's like, now he's got nothing to live for except some losers.
Well, and I'm wondering if we're going to get, like, a surprise again, though, because, like, you know, obviously, Eugene knows about this place in D.C.
No, Eugene is assuming that D.C. will be a better environment to survive because the military and the center of American government is located there. Guess what? I think that would be wrong. I think the Cheyenne Mountains would be the better place because that's the center of where American government and military goes to in the event of a national emergency, which this would entail as.
Yeah, no, that actually is true.
I know.
But, I mean, where's the CDC center?
CDC is in Atlanta. They blew it up in the very first season.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're talking, and that's why I was thinking, why the heck would he be going there? And then, of course, when he was talking about targets, that's where I started catching on that this can't be right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. We might still get something out of it before they kill the character off. At least Eugene's character is about to die.
Oh, man. He's one step away from, dude, if he didn't kill him, he's about to be anyways. Although I got a big kick out of, I can't remember her name. Rosalita, whatever the hell her name is. The saucy soldier girl standing over top and was like, yeah, I had to lay here too for a while. And with the hand on the gun, it's like, dude, you can't, no, stop right there. That's it. That's, man, you're wrong. You can't do this.
Oh, you're talking about the sex scene where
no, dude, the funniest thing is like, Abraham, he's watching us again. Yeah, no, let the little fucker watch. I thought that was hilarious. And then Eugene, it was me. I crashed the bus. What are you talking about? It was an accident. It's like, no, I crowned up glass and everything in there. I shouldn't have been able to go. His delivery on that character is so completely creepy deadpan. It's perfect.
Well, no emotion whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Sociopathic to the T.
Yeah.
Now I got to find out what else this guy has done, because I think it's hilarious. If this is his natural character, it's like, okay, creepy. But if he's like a normal happy kind of guy, it's like, dude, you are a great actor.
Well, what about the minister? Do you think there's still something more to him?
Nah, I think that was a one note.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that was going to go any farther than it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a minister. It's like, okay, let's show how even a minister can be messed up during the apocalypse.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess I'll answer Keenan's thing. It looks like Batman might make his appearance back on TV, but after a little extended time of Gotham.
Yeah, yeah. Batman TV show would come back again, but it would probably be in support of a new direction in the Batman movies. But more importantly than that, do you know what's coming out on TV hopefully soon? Maybe?
The Smurfs?
Ash versus the Army of Darkness.
Oh, really?
Evil Dead TV series. Yeah! I will still watch that. Even if it sucks, I will still watch that.
Somebody told me that zombie stuff is going to die off. They're not going to be popular anymore.
It'll fade.
How long has Walking Dead been going?
Walking Dead's on now for 5 years.
And it's still holding popularity.
It's waning. It's gaining strength and it's losing strength at the same time. It has become too watered down. There is way too much zombie stuff out there, and it's going to get to a point where it is oversaturated. This has happened to vampires already as well, and vampires come and goes in a much... It's weird for how long the cycle has lasted right now for zombies. Zombies have been popular now for about 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Very strong market positioning where zombies are like in everything. There's TV freaking commercials that got zombies. There's like parodies of popular songs done in zombies and whatever. And it's like, it's just weird how it's staying so strong in the market view. But it will wane. It will lose ground again. I would have expected that to have happened already, but it hasn't. Yeah. And I think the only thing that will make it wane again is if something strong enough replaces it, like a resurgence in vampires. I think we're seeing a resurgence right now in spacey type stuff. So, I mean, we've got movies like Interstellar coming out. Gravity was out so popular. And these have very strong impact. But I think what's going to happen is we're going to have something like another Aliens type creature come out that's going to be like, oh, look at this. This is cool. And there's going to be a whole bunch of that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm still rooting for my zombies.
I think it'll be going for, you know, still more time. I mean, The Walking Dead might still have its teeter-totter, but they're still doing a good enough job to pull people in. Yeah,
Walking Dead's got at least another two or three seasons.
Yeah.
So, easily. On that note, it's time for some higher notes.
Higher notes? How high?
Switch off the lights and close your eyes. Feel the energy inside. Chili Bo. Chili Bo. Chili Bo. Fire!
To an end, and we start again. Back to the family, a guaranteed emergency. The radical MCHV got the melody. Back to the family, a guaranteed emergency. The radical MCHV got the melody. Back to the family, a guaranteed emergency. The radical MCHV got the melody. Back to the family, a guaranteed emergency. The radical MCHV got the melody. 1, 2, 3, fire!
be surprised if many of you or any of you, I'm sure some of you probably have heard the band called Scooter. That's the song called from Scooter called song is called Fire. Surprise with the way it sings the way it does. And where I get that song from is from the soundtrack from Hackers 2. Not a sequel movie, but a sequel soundtrack. Songs inspired by the movie. So they weren't actually in the movie.
Interesting.
But the songs were, oh, hey, look, I'm going to write a song. It would probably have been very good in that movie, but it didn't make the movie, but it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But, did you watch any movies this weekend? I did.
I did, too.
I watched your very new favorite movie coming out this year. You have been looking forward to watching this movie for so long.
I have, okay.
You will watch this movie.
I will watch this movie. Are you trying to brainwash me?
You will watch this movie because I will tell you that you are going to watch this movie. I said I wasn't going to watch this movie.
You said you were. Okay, all right.
Okay, so here's my little time bomb for you.
All right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm.
It's actually not that bad. I was surprised. Megan Fox was not boring, and she was not slutty sexy. She was just sexy. Not the best delivery on lines, but they fit the role and character she was playing. The Turtles, well, they're not the original Turtles. They changed some of the backstory. It's like, okay, not as bad as I feared it would be. What's wrong with rap electronica, War Dog? It's good stuff. It's good music. So it was actually not a bad movie to watch. It was fun. It was one of those movies where it's like, okay, you just sit there and turn your brain off, because it's like, there's no way in hell any of this stuff could work like that. Science is all wrong, gravity's all wrong, tech's all wrong, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the point. It is one of those comic book movies where it's like, yeah, it's a comic book movie. Yeah, okay. Unlike what we're talking about earlier with Fantastic Four and the Avengers, whatever. Avengers, you could believe it. Fantastic Four seems like, no, that's just not right. It's not childhood classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They do kind of poke fun at the original by saying, what? You guys are teenagers? You guys are mutants? You're turtles? So you're mutant turtle teenagers? That doesn't sound right. It's like, you're right, that doesn't. That's why it's not that. But I was surprised. I actually found myself enjoying the movie for the most part. It was surprisingly well done. Shredder, predictable. Most of it was a very predictable movie. I mean, knowing anything about TMNT, you had to know what's like, okay, those are going to be do like that. And those things were like, they follow through, flow through. You kind of expect them. And there's no real surprises. But it was a fun, action-y. It had moments of, I wouldn't say any seriousness, but there were some like touch emotional moments. There was like some pizza dude, and there was like some, oh wow, man, we totally redid kicked their asses, man.
And what about Casey?
No Casey.
Really?
Yep, no Casey. They had, instead of Casey as the sidekick, April has her cameraman as a sidekick. He was okay. Like, it wasn't a terrible switch. It wasn't the kind of thing. It's like, this is very off-putting. It worked within the movie.
See,
Whoopi Goldberg was in it.
Really?
Yes, as April's boss.
Hmm.
And it's like, where the hell is Whoopi coming out of this? Oh my God. She's the disbelieving, it's like, this is not right kind of boss. It was funny.
See, but Casey was a cornerstone to...
of the comic book series, yes.
Taking him out's kind of like... yeah.
Well, he was more the vigilante guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was still somewhat of a comic relief, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so... okay. Yeah. See, A lot of people who watch TMNT, the modern stuff now, really don't know the origins of it. I mean, the Eastman comic books, they're not kids' comics. They're violent and messy and deal with very adult situations. I would love to see that kind of a comic book made as a movie. That would impress the crap out of me. And that's kind of what Jack is talking about in the chat room. But if you're going to go for the old, what was it, 80s, 90s, cartoony type stuff, this movie came close to representing that. I was really surprised.
I don't know.
You're going to watch this movie.
We'll see.
You're not going to love it.
You already know I'm not going to love it.
Dude, I went into the movie. I went into watching this movie thinking it's like, this is going to suck. And I was like, wow, okay, that was actually amusing. Okay, movie doesn't suck. So I've upgraded the movie from suck to meh, not bad, watchable. So I'm telling you, you're going to watch it. You're gonna giggle it a couple of times. And then you're going to say, oh, that didn't suck.
We'll have to see.
Okay, so what was the other movie I watched? Guess. Not a new movie.
Not a new movie, okay. Nope. Let me think here.
New on Blu-ray, though. Not a new movie, though.
Godzilla?
No, I had Godzilla. I've got to watch that as well. That came out a while ago on Blu-ray.
Right. I was just going with the guess.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that wasn't a good guess?
Dude, not even close.
Okay. What's the other one?
Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
Oh, did that already come? I thought that was already out on Blu-ray.
The regular edition came out already. I only watched the extended editions of the Hobbit, or of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Ah.
3 hour long movie.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like it.
It was four, it's like four discs or something like that.
No, it's only one disc for the movie.
No, the extended edition.
Yeah, the extended edition is only one disc for the movie.
Well, not the one I saw in the store.
The one you saw in the store probably has other bonus discs.
Yeah.
It's not the movie. The movie itself is on one disc.
So what new things did they add to it?
I have no idea. I think they basically just extended scenes and added little bits and pieces of things. I have to really watch it again to watch the walk along stuff that says, hey, we added this scene, hey, we added this. Unlike the original Lord of the Rings movies, I could see where they added stuff because I saw the original theatrical release and then I saw the extended edition. It's like, wow, I could see that wasn't in the original movie. With this, it's like, well, I don't really see too much that they added.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming they would have had a lot more, but
I wouldn't necessarily say it had a lot more. I'd probably say it had about maybe 20 minutes more, because I remember the movie being long at the theater. Like, it was 2.5 hours long.
Right.
So it's a 3-hour movie here, and I was really surprised that the credits weren't as long as the Lord of the Rings movies, but it's all good. But still, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the hell of it. It's like watching it at home, eating my potato chips while watching TV. It's like, it's good. I like this shit.
Really? You're going to do that to me? You're going to talk about food?
Yes.
So wrong. So wrong on so many levels.
Well, now we can talk about what movie you watched.
Well, it's probably not going to be one of those kind of movies that you would totally turn to and say, oh my god, this is like the best movie to watch. It just got my attention and I had to check it out, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that person was in there, and oh, I didn't know that person was in there. But it was a movie called Stretch.
Not familiar with it.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I actually I was surfing Netflix and saw this little thing about it, and surprise, there's some interesting characters. Basically, what it is this guy, he was a big time coke addict, or you know, did drugs, drunk. He didn't care about life or anything. And it starts off, he has an accident. And
kaboom!
Yeah, throws him out of the car. And the girl that hits him becomes his love and gets
Wait,
him all clean.
I've seen something like this.
Yeah.
Not well, the movie, I've just seen bits.
Well, then after all this, you know, she's got, it's kind of hilarious. It's like this sex scene. She's like, oh, come, you know, do your thing, you know, I'm cleaning that up.
Yeah, and, I kind of gathered that part.
Yeah. And so, you know, she asked him, oh, did you do your thing? He's like, oh, yeah. And he's about to propose to her when she turns around and tells him, good, I'm leaving you.
Okay.
I just, there's a lot of cursing in this movie, but the scene that I think you would crack up the most at is David Hasselhoff.
I like the Hoff more now than I ever did when he was in Baywatch. I couldn't stand him in Baywatch.
Dude, he totally dogged Baywatch in this one.
This is what I'm talking about. He has become a parody of himself, and he's fine with it. Or he seems to be, and it comes across that way that he's totally comfortable with, yeah, I don't mind making fun of myself. It's like, crap, what the hell else do I got to work for?
He dogs Baywatch, but then they dog him later because the guy's name is Stretch. He drives a Stretch limo. He has to work for this company. He owes this mobster, you know, like $6,000, and he has to do it, you know, pay it by midnight that night. At the same time, he's, you know, on some kind of trashy dating site to meet up with this girl, and you know, I mean, and then the person he's driving around is, you know, in trouble for embezzling, and I mean, it's just hilarious. But there's this one scene where he has to pick up Ray Liotta, and he tells, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, the guy that's supposed to pick you up, he's driving around David Hasselhoff, and Ray Liotta goes, who? And he's trying to tell him, he goes, I don't know who the fuck that is. It's just like, dude, I cracked up laughing so hard. I mean, they were dogging each other throughout this whole film. And but, yeah, there's, I mean, they had quite a few stars in there. Jessica Alba was in it. You know, it was interesting. At the same time, it was just kind of like, yeah, okay. But it was kind of action. There was a lot of action. There was explosions. There was
kaboom.
Yeah, there was nudity. There was gunfire.
Oh, you can't have a movie without nudity. Well, you can.
It was just, there's the one scene he has to pick up these guys, or this guy, you know, he's supposed to meet him back by a certain time, and he gets there, and he's like, what the heck's going on? Why is the gate opening? And the gate opens up, and then all of a sudden, these people are just running out, and you see this little midget come running out. Dude, you just can't help but crack up at this particular point.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to watch it. It's not my kind of movie.
I kind of didn't think it would be, but it was interesting because it had a little bit of everything in there.
Well, fine. I'm going to now talk about two other things.
Okay.
It's not Thor with breasts, but it was in line with that.
Uh-oh.
So this week came out the first issue of the new, all-new Captain America, and the first issue of Superior Iron Man. So it turns out Iron Man has become a bit of a dick. What a surprise.
Well, I mean, wasn't he already?
He was a bit of a dick before. Now he's a bigger dick.
Ah, okay.
So I kind of like the first issue, kind of really showing him as being a complete dick. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be interesting to see where they go with that line. Like I said, have said in the past, it's like, oh, they're going to make him gay. It's like, whatever. But they don't seem to have done that yet. Maybe that's kind of the storyline down the road, 6-7 issues in. It's like, okay, he's going to take a turn for the left. Whatever. Fine. Strong story, but it makes it sound very much like they're trying too hard to what's the word I want to say? What's the word? Make it dirty. Like, make the world dirty. It's just an interesting turn at the end of the issue. The other one, Captain America, I mean, I have no problem seeing Sam Wilson, the Falcon, become Captain America. It's a completely logical segue for a character. It's like, okay, he grew too old, he's no longer the character. It's like, okay, whatever. This issue starts off with lots of action, going against Hydra, etc., 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 and it doesn't seem to be too bad of an issue, but it's not capturing me in the sense of, yeah, like, ooh, I'm going to get it all over again. It's like, Captain America never really appealed to me too much, and still doesn't. I love the movies, but as a comic book, he's like, yeah, he's okay. So we'll have to see how those go. But something that I was really excited about getting is the new Army of Darkness one-shot. Yay. V-Wars, issue number 7. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
The all-new Suicide Squad for no other reason than I just love that cover. No, seriously, man. It's a good cover. Red Sonja. Yeah. Hero Comics. Have to read that one. I don't know what's going on with that. Empire of the Dead, Act 2. Yeah. Third issue of Alice Cooper. Totally looking forward to that. Some Silver Surfer, number 7. Brides of Helheim. I would be surprised if any of you guys all know that one, but it's a good one. Nova, awesome. Dream Police, awesome. And the last issue of Clockwork Angels, which is the one based on the album from Rush.
Mm.
Oh, and what else do we have over here? We have also these over here. What are these? What are these? What are these? Oh, Big Trouble in Little China. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers. And we have not that. Hawkeye versus Deadpool. And The Walking Dead. Yay, Walking Dead. Because we need more Walking Dead.
No, Hawkeye versus Deadpool.
Huh?
Gee, I wonder who wins on Hawkeye versus Deadpool.
Deadpool? Why? Because you can't kill him. Hawkeye, what's he got? He's got a bow and arrow. What's Deadpool got? A couple of guns.
Wait, he's got guns? I thought he was always with swords.
Who? Deadpool?
Yeah.
He's got everything, man. He kills people with anything. He's killed people with a stick before. Because he likes to kill people. He thinks it's funny. It's an amusing pastime of his.
Death is his game.
So you said you were going to drop a bomb on me.
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you drop the bomb on me already?
I did.
Apparently I didn't notice it.
It was the Flash thing.
Oh, okay. Dude, that wasn't as much a bomb as I thought it was.
Well, I actually thought you would get a little more excited about it like you did in the beginning when we first talked about it, but...
Well, Gorilla Grodd, it's going to be kind of hard for them to do him pretty well. I mean, he'd have to be completely CG.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. You see him move around, he's talking...
You just see shadows, right?
No. You see a bit of him.
Okay, so you see maybe an animatronic arm or somebody in a costume with an arm and it's whatever, and it's like, okay, well, I'll see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I'll see it eventually. I won't eventually see everything because I've got too many other things to see as well. I've got a whole pile of things, DVDs and things to watch over there. Crikey. I don't know when I'm going to watch them all. Soon.
Yeah, later. I still got the new Godzilla sitting here and I have an
You haven't watched it yet?
Nope, haven't done it yet.
What the hell, man? It's a great movie.
Well, I know this, and there's a reason I'm holding back on it.
Recovery time?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. It's a good movie to watch during recovery, because your cares float away while you watch this movie. It's like, roink.
I'm sure there's a lot of cares that are going to float away during this time.
Yeah, it's all those drugs, right?
Exactly.
I'm on the sea of happy boombuckery. What? Apparently I see something.
Uh-oh, what do you see?
I don't know. I see a monkey. Yeah, I might see a monkey. I might see a duck. Might see a monkey. Might see a duck. I don't know who's driving, but somebody's driving the fire truck.
I see something.
After rot with zombie Zach. Cookies!
Yeah. Cookies. Yum. Nom. So, it's towards the end of the show, and I just want to say, as always, and every show, come back again for more next week, because that's what we're here for. Check us out on the Facebook. Check us out on the Twitter. Check us out on... I think I might start branching out into some other social media things. I got a Google, too. Go into the Google Plus thing, too, and just like me there, because it's like, I want to take over there, too. It's all part of my plans for world domination. I really am focused, and I've got a strong gestalt of what I want to do for world domination. And I need your assistance. I need your help. I need you all to get together, and... Holy crap, is it really that time? It is really that time. Combine with me
me and become one with the zombie. We will take over the world.
Have a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.